Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Spirit of America is a free, family-friendly, patriotic live-action show unlike anything you've ever seen. And it's coming to the Triad, to the Greensboro Coliseum. On September 14th and 15th, Spirit of America will thrill audiences with two shows each day. On Friday, it's 10:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. And on Saturday, it'll be 2 and 7:30. Presented on behalf of the United States Army, Spirit of America features more than 300 active-duty U.S. Army soldiers in period uniforms reenacting key moments in history, along with live performances for band and voice by some of this country's finest performers. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org. And in the meantime, Spirit of America representatives Scott Lenar and Courtney Whitman drop by to talk about it.
Spirit of America is a free patriotic live-action show. It is actually the Army's largest community outreach event. It travels during the month of September each year, normally to two or three cities. So this year we'll be here in Greensboro at the Greensboro Coliseum. And then we will also be in Columbia, South Carolina. And the show features a little bit more than 300 active duty soldiers that are all from the U.S. Army Military District of Washington. It features historical reenactments from the Revolutionary War all the way to current operations. And then it also features all of the Army ceremonial units. So it features the U.S. Army Band, also the Old Guard Fife and Drum Corps, as well as the U.S. Army Drill Team.
And I happen to, as a former clarinet player, I happen to know just how competitive it is to get into the Army Band. I mean, they're fantastic musicians, obviously 300 active duty personnel, but these are the best of the best.
They are. The musicians that are a part of this show are world-class musicians. As I said, we only go to two or three cities, so we really have a unique production.
The drills, the formations, the patterns, is there a selection process within the military to get into being able to do that sort of thing?
There is. First off, these soldiers have to apply to be in the Old Guard, the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, which is the unit that performs this show. They also have to audition if they're going to be a part of the U.S. Army Band or in the Old Guard Fife and Drum Corps. And then as far as the speaking roles in this show, they actually audition for the show in the end of July. Then they get selected from those auditions. They rehearse during the month of August, and then we go on the road in September.
Just seems so polished and well rehearsed, and you come away from it, I imagine, learning just a whole lot about a big slice of our history. It's a free event. I know that thousands will come. What can we look forward to?
Yeah, the first act is more of a history of the Army, and in really a history of America. It starts out from the Revolutionary War and goes all the way into present day of where our Army's at right now. So you get to see a lot of simulated gunfire. You get to see a lot of we have people that rappel from the ceiling. We have all kinds of very visual things and also little vignettes of different parts of wars throughout our history of America. And then we go into the second act where we have our ceremonial units that come out, like the Fife and Drum Corps, the U.S. Army Drill Team, the Army Band, and it's just something for everybody. That's the great thing about this show, is there's something for all ages, and that's what we love to bring to a community so that people can get an idea of what the Army is all about.
My thanks to Spirit of America representatives Scott Lenar and Courtney Whitman. This weekend in the Greensboro Coliseum, Friday, September 14th at 10:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m., and Saturday the 15th at 2 and 7:30, Spirit of America will thrill audiences with two performances each day. Inspiration, entertainment, and history all wrapped into one amazing and free patriotic live-action show. More information is available on our website, wfdd.org. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.